We're getting into one of the busiest and the most profitable parts of the year for local sports. And today we're talking with one group on how they make the most of their resources and take their sports game to the next level. Hi, it's Jim. Welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and we have a very special guest and a really good friend of mine on the podcast today. Michael Brannon is the Executive Vice President for Radio Alabama. It's a group covering several markets in Central and East Alabama. They're all over the place, and what they do with their group is absolutely amazing. And with not that much staff. Michael, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's good to be here with you.
Yeah, you know, you and I had talked about you were at the NAB show, and you had a panel earlier this year, and I wasn't able to go. There was a big thing, you know, we had talked about maybe, you know, you and I going out there together and doing this whole thing.
One of these days.
I was very, very anxious to hear about your panel that you were on. You were talking about local sports and then monetizing with these different programs and stuff like that. So really wanted to know more about that.
Yeah. First of all, it's just a humbling experience to be able to be recognized for the success that we've had in high school sports broadcasting and to be invited by the NAB, by Bradford Caldwell and the entire team at the National Association of Broadcasters. Extremely humbling. And, you know, it's really all about sharing those techniques with other broadcasters. You know, rising tide lifts all ships. And so the format that we had was a question answer type of engagement with Scott, and what we were able to do is just kind of play off of each other and you know, just share some success stories of what we've been able to accomplish over our time as independent broadcasters with our radio stations and with other means that we have discovered that help stream and broadcast high school sports events to our communities and beyond. And so that's really what the foundation of the session was all about. It lasted probably about 45 minutes or so, but it was great. We talked about all things from, you know, technology to how to sell it, to you know, why people are consuming it, why it's such a popular platform or venue, if you will, for your local audience to be part and connected with their community. And so really, really great time. Had a room full of people. Of course, NAB, if you've ever been or if you don't know anything about it, it's the world's largest broadcasting tech convention, I think, you know, 90,000 attendees every year in Las Vegas. Oh. So if you've never been, for those of your audience who are watching and listening, it's the place to be up and on all of these things, from tech to sales to you name it, all in between. And so we had a good room full of people who were interested in this very niche topic, and had some great feedback and made some great connections along the way.
So what kind of things are you actually doing? What were you sharing on the things that you specifically do there at Radio Alabama?
Specifically, we shared, I think, one of the bigger elements of what I was talking about was really kind of the sales aspect of it. You know, a lot of broadcasters, when they think about broadcasting high school sports, you know, old school broadcasters, and no knock on anybody's age, but people who have been doing this for a very long time, they think, okay, well, just the radio. It's just the radio. And if you have the radio in your car or at home or whatever, there's a very low cost, low cost of entry, low barrier on all of that. And there's a high margin, obviously. And so when you start to think about it, there's a lot of sales opportunities there to be able to make money. When you start talking about live streaming sports, when you start talking about adding in a camera and taking the audio from the radio and putting it with your video, and then talking about editing and doing some replay or putting in a lower third or a graphic over that video, and then where to stream it. Do I go directly to my website? Do I go to social media? Do I go to YouTube? Where do I go with this? It can be daunting. It can be really an arduous task for a broadcaster who really doesn't have much experience in that space and is very, very, apprehensive about getting into it. Where do you begin? And so that's hopefully one of the things that we were able to ease when we were talking about this with folks, you know, relatively speaking, Jim, it is very affordable as it has progressed over the last several years to live stream sports. And if you're already doing it, this is what I tell everybody, if you're already doing a radio or an audio broadcast, whether it's just on a stream or you're putting it on the radio, you already have half of your solution solved. You can't have a video broadcast in some instances without your commentary. That's what people are going to look forward to having. So that's part of the problem already solved. But yeah, when it got down into the sales aspect of it, you know, these are things that are not necessarily our secret sauce by any means. They're practical things that maybe some people just don't normally pay attention to because they're not thinking in that space necessarily. When you start opening up the box and you start thinking about how I can sell something, you have to be creative, you know. Selling every element of the game, as we say, we're NASCARing it up. When I first got to Radio Alabama, we had game of the week sponsors, and we weren't selling necessarily elements of the game. The moment that we started selling elements of the game, people started realizing, wait, I can own that space and not just be part of it around the edges. So I can own touchdown. I can own the red zone. I can own the pregame, postgame, and halftime. And then what we did was we've taken that element and annualized it. So our pregame, postgame, and halftime sponsor for football is the same as basketball, is the same as baseball. Of course, we don't have a halftime in baseball, but you understand the concept is that we're taking a sponsor from the first of the school year all the way through, and we bill it at 12 months. They get extras outside of the game from, you know, late May into early August, you know, in terms of being on the radio. So their presence doesn't go away in the downtime when sports ends. And so that's really just kind of a wide swath of what we've been able to cover in that NAB session. And then on the technology side, going back to that for just a minute, on the technology side, everything from, you know, the type of computer or the type of cameras, the type of streaming platform, we covered it all. And the core out of all of this, the takeaway from all of this is that there is no one right way to do it. Just because we have a solution and a workflow process that works for us does not mean it's going to work for every broadcaster. And to be perfectly honest, Jim, we don't have the same detailed workflow process for every school that we cover. Some schools require different internet access, and, you know, we have to, you know, use, you know, maybe a tie line or excuse me, a live view for streaming. And the other ones, we have hardwired internet access, different things of that nature. So it really is, it's not cookie cutter, but for the most part, the concept can be.
And you're saying that even though there's a lot of pieces and parts to put together, a lot of broadcasters may think, oh, no, that's probably a little bit more than I want to bite off. You think it's worth it?
Absolutely. It's, you know, for us in particular, we, you know, our revenue has exponentially grown when it comes to people who understand now, hey, this is a visual element going with what used to be an audio element. And, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily that social media platforms have kind of forced our hand in this element, but, or in this space, but if you kind of think of it, it's kind of become an expected thing that you just, when you're on socials, that you're going to get content of video and photos and videos. So, you know, whether that's on Instagram or X or Facebook, whatever you may be on, that's going to kind of be the leader in terms of what you're consuming. So in the moment of where this all shifted into live video, why not take advantage of it and be able to say, hey, now we're in front of some eyeballs. Let's sell some views on this because we're already producing, like I said, the audio. Why not put video with it and then go and sell it? And honestly, it sells itself. If you're doing it right, it sells itself. And even if you don't think you're doing it right, even if it's just like we're putting our toes in the water, you're still going in the right direction of being able to gain more viewers, more listeners, and potentially more revenue down the road.
Yeah, every single click, every single impression, every single view is a sellable number.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Yeah. So how many schools do you actually cover there at Radio Alabama?
Yeah, we cover local eight schools. We cover eight schools in our geographical area. We reach parts of 18 to 19 counties in East Central Alabama. So we cover eight schools. We're launching our eighth one this year. The excitement is palpable. When you go into these towns, these cities that haven't quite had what we are bringing to the table before, it's exciting to see these sponsors or underwriters in some cases be a part of it. They want to, like I said, they want to own it. They want to have that, that stake in the game. And these are businesses that are already, they already have signs on the football field. You know, they have kids that are on the, they're playing the game. And now they have the opportunity to be heard and seen on a different platform to people who are already going to the game, already consuming it. They're fans, they're alumni. So it's really exciting to see that.
Yeah. And I would think that these high schools, if they don't have a partner like you guys coming to do that for them, they're eventually either going to do it themselves or they're going to have somebody else come in and want to do that for them. I mean, would you think that be the case?
Yeah. You know, and we've encountered that before. You know, we've had situations where, you know, the school in one particular instance with Auburn High School, the school has their own journalism department. They do all the video and we supply the audio. Together, we merge it. In other cases, we do it all. We're doing the video and the audio at some other schools. And in some other cases, we're just doing audio. And because we don't have enough radio stations in some places, we're just doing audio stream only for one school in particular. So again, goes back to the workflow and the process. Not everything's going to always be the same, but you are correct. And, you know, Jim, I got to be perfectly honest. Most anybody can go and do kind of do their research on, hey, I want to be able to live stream X, Y, and Z and be able to do it. It's beneficial greatly if you're working with a school who has, you know, student personnel, they can get maybe an internship out of it, maybe get paid, you know, in those cases, get some real life experience, which is what we are very fortunate and blessed to be able to provide to the schools that we work with. You know, even if they don't have a journalism department, you know, we're able to hire some kids to be able to help run camera or run whatever it may be. And that turns into, to future employees one day. So that's really exciting to see that.
That's very, very cool. So how do you, you have eight schools. I mean, are they on different stations or how are you doing that on your website and your app and stuff like that?
Well, thanks to you, with your platform, we have RadioAlabamaSports.net. And essentially what we've done is we have built an all-encompassing site that houses all of our content. Go to one place and it's all there. Schedules, interviews, you know, posts from coaches and player interviews, any of the audio, game footage. And from that, on the app side of things, it's just as accessible as well. Being able to build this out as kind of a hub for sports in our company has been one of the greatest things because people aren't necessarily having to go and look for it in multiple places. The way that we have structured it, yes, it is in one place at RadioAlabamaSports.net. But on the corresponding radio stations where these games would be broadcast, we have the link back to Radio Alabama Sports. And so because it's built on your platform specifically, you know, the pages feel and look and breathe and smell and taste like they should, with the right branding, with the right, the colors, different things of that nature. So that's kind of how we have structured it, and it's worked great. People can find it and be able to access it and follow along with their favorite Friday night football team.
Wow. And you do podcasts as well? Now, do you, I know you do podcasts, yeah. But do you do one for each one of the teams and each one of the schools, or how does that work?
We do coaches shows for all of the schools, and so that's really kind of where we are right now. We haven't really branched out into podcasts per se for each individual school. It is on the list. We'd love to be able to do that. We've kicked that idea around. We did it a little bit during the pandemic, but yeah, we'd love to revive that and be able to do something like that. But that is an opportunity to generate revenue, to do a school podcast for specific schools or a cluster of schools. If you're in an area where you broadcast, three or four or five schools on your radio stations, and yeah, you interview a coach or a player or two. And, you know, by the time you're done, you have a 20-minute, 30-minute podcast. But yeah, so we do have the coaches shows, and within our Radio Alabama Sports umbrella, we do have some collegiate sports as well. So our Auburn stations, being the flagship affiliate for Auburn University, we have several hours of programming each day that live under the Radio Alabama Sports umbrella with college sports. And so, yeah, we're all over the place when it comes to sports, whether it's high school or college, and we are just thrilled to be able to be in a medium where so many people want something so fun and so good. And it really shows when the revenue hits, because, you know, it's something that people want to be a part of. They want to be a part of something that feels good and that generates results when it comes to advertising specifically. Because with sports, to that point really quick, with sports, people make a point to find it. They make a point to turn it on, tune in, and turn it up, and they listen for a long time. No knock at regular radio listening. I mean, we're in that business. But, you know, normally when you're listening to the radio, it may be overhead in a store. It may be, you know, at your desk at work. It may be in a lobby at a doctor's office, which is fine and great. With sports specifically, it's content that is engaging. And when you get to that engaging element of things, that's what people want to be a part of.
Yeah. Are all of these videos and audio streams and everything, are all of those on demand after the games?
Absolutely. Yeah. We put everything on demand. Everything lives on our site. It's accessible. You know, all the games are podcast onto the Radio Alabama app or wherever, you know, you get your podcasts, and then all the video as well lives on YouTube and then is displayed obviously onto our websites as well.
Wow. So those clients, they don't only get exposure on the day of the game, they get exposure for forever until that podcast comes down basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't take them down. You know, that's the thing, is that we tell, and even in our sales packages, we tell our clients, hey, look, you're going to have the same sponsorship element in the replays. We're not going to edit anything out because it's going to be, you know, on demand. You're going to have the same exact feel and look and all of that when it comes to on demand. So it'll live in perpetuity and they'll still get the benefit from it.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. So, Michael, thank you so much. I know your time is valuable and you got to get to an appointment here pretty soon. Tell folks how they can get in touch with you if they have questions about getting started in high school sports or maybe even taking their local sports program to a higher level.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can, again, you can check out radioalabamasports.net. You can visit radioalabama.net, our parent site, or you can just email me directly at mbrannon@radioalabama.net. mbrannon @radioalabama.net. I'm happy to answer any questions to anybody about what we do. Again, it's all about sharing it being able to help other broadcasters make sure that they have success in their region and in their areas to have great success for their clients and for their advertisers and really for the audience.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks again, Michael. Man, I hope you have an awesome upcoming season this year.
Thanks so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's so awesome having Michael on board as a client and as a very good dear friend. And the job that they do with Radio Alabama is absolutely amazing. And you would think that given the wide swath of everything that they do and all over the state of Alabama with all of these schools, that you'd think that they had a massive staff. And they don't. They do it all very, very bootstrap, and they make the most out of everything that they do. They're always looking for that next little thing that's going to take their game to the next level. And hopefully that's something that you deem from this conversation today. If you're looking to have a website that is as feature rich as RadioAlabama.net and RadioAlabamaSports.net, then reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. We love to take your, not only your sports game, but your entire website game to the next level. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.